Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Activate Your Greatness by Alex Toussaint. Sophie, you've read it too. So what's the one thing that really stuck with you?
It's not a soft book. Alex Toussaint's Activate Your Greatness uses the intensity of his cycling classes to deliver a hard truth. Greatness is something you have to actively build.
Right. He says greatness is a dormant muscle that everyone has, but few ever flex. And he argues we settle into a default setting, trading potential for comfort.
So how does he guide you out of that? There's that cycling framework, right?
Exactly. The book is structured as a ride. First is the warm-up, which is brutal honesty. You have to acknowledge where you're making excuses, because you can't change what you don't see.
And he says your past failures are just data points, not your identity. He says those past failures are just data points, not your identity. That's a liberating way to look at mistakes.
Yes. Then comes the heavy climb, which is daily discipline. Motivation is fleeting, but commitment is the fuel. You have to rely on systems, not moods. So you do the things you don't want to do on the days you don't feel like doing them. That's what separates the people who succeed from those who don't. And he says that resistance is a sign you're on the right track. If it were easy, everyone would be great. The friction is where growth happens.
But doesn't that lead to burnout if you don't have a reason?
That's why he talks about finding your why. Your why has to be bigger than your excuses. For him, it's family and legacy. It has to be emotional enough to pull you through the pain.
So if you have that why, the suffering has purpose. Then there's the idea of controlling the controllables. How does that work in practice?
You only control your attitude. You control your effort, and you control your actions. Everything else, like the weather or other people's opinions, is outside your control. Once you accept that, you reclaim your power.
That's a practical filter. And then there's the mirror test, right?
Yes. Every morning and evening, you look yourself in the eye and ask, "Did I give my best today?" That question cuts through all the excuses. It's not about perfection. It's about honesty.
And that forces you to own your mistakes. You don't blame your boss or your team.
Exactly. You say, "I could have prepared more." That ownership is the foundation of growth. It's the only way to truly learn and evolve.
He also talks about community. Why does that matter?
Because you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So you curate your circle with people who challenge you. They have to be willing to tell you the hard truth.
And you also have to be that person for others. Your energy is contagious.
That's a responsibility. You show up as a source of light, even when you're struggling. Your energy can either lift people or drag them down.
He reframes failure as feedback. Every fall gives you information.
The only true failure is not getting back up. He shares his own story, so it feels real.
And he says the comfort zone is beautiful, but nothing grows there.
So you pedal through fear. And one tool he offers is mental reps. You visualize handling a tough situation with grace. You feel the emotions as if it's already happened.
That builds neural pathways, so your brain is prepared when the moment comes.
I tried that before a big meeting. It genuinely helped me stay calm.
How do you keep this going long term?
He warns against stopping. The moment you stop growing, you start dying. So you keep setting new challenges and never let yourself get too comfortable.
And you think about your legacy. That gives daily actions meaning.
Every choice becomes a brick in your monument. That's why the mantras like "find your fight" are so important. They're not just catchy phrases. They're operational principles.
This book doesn't let you off the hook.
It doesn't. But the reward is self-respect, living on your own terms. You know you gave everything you had.
The bike is just a metaphor. The real journey is within.
My biggest takeaway is the mirror test. It's simple, but it forces me to show up every day. It's a way to keep from lying to yourself.
That's powerful.
And it's something I can actually do tonight.
If you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles. Read or listen in any language, plus infographics on many. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. That's the essence of the book. It gives you permission to be ambitious and to believe your greatness is waiting. We'll see you in the next one.